This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
Life changes every day. Sometimes things will be going your way. Sometimes things work well for you. Sometimes it won't work so well. Sometimes you have your health, you're feeling good and energetic, have a yes I can attitude, and there's some things that can happen to you in life that can take all of that from you. All of that can go. Sometimes you might be financially secure, and a sickness, one sickness can wipe out an illness. Life always change. But you can choose. You can choose in the midst of all of this that's going on to be happy in spite of it. In the good times and in the bad times, you can make a choice. Viktor Frankl, he talks about that. He said the last of the human freedoms to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Douglas Matlock has a poem I love, entitled It's Fine Today. He said, sure, this world is full of trouble. I ain't said it ain't. Lord, I've had enough and double reason for complaint. Rain and storm have come to fret me. Skies are often gray. Thorns and brambles have beset me on the road. But say, ain't it fine today? What's the use of always weeping, making trouble last? What's the use of always keeping thinking of the past? Each must have his tribulation, water with his wine. Life, it ain't no celebration. Trouble, I've had mine, but today is fine. It's today that I'm living, not a month ago, having, losing, taking, giving, as time wills it so. Yesterday, a cloud of sorrow fell across the way. It may rain again tomorrow. It may rain, but say, ain't it fine today? If a cloud of sorrow comes over here, ain't it fine today? Living in the moment, getting everything we can out of where we are in the moment where we are right now. Living in the present. The other thing is willingness to let people and things go. Want to live a life of fulfillment. You've got to be willing to let certain people go in your life, especially if they want to go. When they're no longer good for you, just let them go. Just to hold on tenaciously really doesn't make really good sense, all right? Just many times we do it because we don't realize that we might desire it, but we don't need it. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to be willing to risk. If you're not willing to risk, you can't grow in life. Life has no power when you're not willing to risk. Somebody wrote this and it was given to me. It said, to laugh is to risk appearing the fool. To weep is to risk appearing sentimental. To reach out for another is to risk involvement. To expose feelings is to risk exposing your true self. To place your ideas, your dreams before a crowd is to risk their loss. To love is to risk not being loved in return. To live is to risk dying. To hope is to risk despair. To try is to risk failure. But risk must be taken because the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing, does nothing, has nothing, is nothing. They may avoid suffering and sorrow, but they cannot learn, feel, change, grow, love, and live. Chained by their certitudes, they are a slave. They have forfeited their freedom. Only a person who risks is free. Next thing is face the truth about life and deal with it. And a lot of people, when someone in their life that they love very much dies, they allow it to take such a toll on them, they make themselves miserable, and they literally will themselves to die early because they feel without this person they have nothing to look forward to. And no, life has other opportunities, other relationships, other experiences for us. And the people that we love really want us to go on. Other thing is, things are going to happen to you. Here, in order to have a fulfilling life, knowing that things are going to happen, expect the unexpected. Whatever happens to you, use everything for your upliftment, learning, and growth. Everything that happens, use it for your upliftment, learning, and growth. In the midst of it, ask, what can I learn from this? What can I get from this? How did I end up here? What's the blessing in this for me? Ask yourself that, whatever it is, and don't let it go until you get your blessing out of it, because there's a blessing there. There's a lesson there. There's something for you in everything that happens to you for you to learn from that experience. Look at it, examine it, analyze it, dissect it, take it apart until it reveals itself to you, and then get what you need from that and move on. The next thing is, live each day with integrity. Don't try and get over in life. Don't try and cheat. See, a lot of people like to try and cheat. I was with a friend of mine, and went into a service station to get some gas. They gave me back too much change. I discovered it down the road, and I was turning around going back. Guy said, "You're a fool. Hey, man, what when they don't give people enough change? You think they flag the people down?" I said, "I'm not responsible for them. I'm responsible for me." I went back and I told the guy, "Excuse me, sir, you gave me a $20 bill too much." I gave it to the guy. The guy just took it and walked away. He didn't say thank you. The guy in the car laughed, said, "I told you, you fool. I'd have kept that." I said, "I'm not responsible for his attitude. I don't care, knowing that he would not say thank you, I would still give it back to him. Because my image of myself says, hey, you don't take something that doesn't belong to you. That's the way my mother raised me. Don't try and cheat. Say, well, you know, this little bit won't count. Everything counts." I like what Whitaker said, "What you think about me is none of my spiritual business." So when you're keeping integrity with yourself, you know that's going to bring you under a lot of pressure.
See, most people stop short of their dreams and park and get off the highway of life because of the rejections of life. You will always be rejected. It's no big deal. Jack Canfield said rejection is a myth. It's not like when somebody says no and then they slap you. No, it's just, you know, to me, make no your vitamin. Get excited about the no. Why? Because every time someone says no, that brings you another step to a yes. You're getting closer. Trust me, you will win if you don't quit. You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day. The other thing is, as you look at yourself and look at your goals and look at your dreams, assess yourself. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What do you bring to the table? When I looked at becoming a motivational speaker, I looked at all the speakers and I noticed that they were pretty much scripted. So I said, what is it that can make me stand out? I don't have any college education. I don't have any credentials. I never worked for a major corporation. What is it I can do to offset my weaknesses? And then something said, well, Les, and this is very important, Mr. Washington, Mr. Brown, yes, sir, what do you want to do with your life? I want to become successful. Good. He said, you must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. That's why you said you have something special. See, very few people go to seminars and workshops. They'll go to a concert, but showing up to get something that can expand their minds and help them to begin to see their lives differently, to give them a larger vision of themselves, they'll be too busy. Or they say, well, how much does it cost? Well, information costs, but it pays for itself. Here's the other thing is, ladies and gentlemen, let's say it's me. Yeah, see, it's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have the mindset that I'm going to do this. But you've got to take ownership. You've got to decide, hey, I'm going to do this. You've got to take responsibility for your life. George Bernard Shaw said, the people that make it in this life, they look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. You've got to decide, it's me. You've got to say, and say this with conviction, I expect to win. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.